Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3227BN. Today's date is December 4th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Desperate, Biden in Trouble, Moves and Countermoves, Red October, Cyber Attack Attempts. Let's talk about being prepared. Violent crime across the U.S. has skyrocketed. Just recently, a politician was carjacked by three armed attackers outside his home in Washington, D.C. This comes several months after another politician was assaulted in the elevator of her building. Between mass shootings, homicides, kidnapping, burglaries, carjacking, and more, it's never been more vital to learn how to protect yourself. This is why myself, along with tens of thousands, are choosing the Fighter Flare flashlight. The Fighter Flare flashlight has awed people with a wonderful design and a massive light output. On top of an ultra-bright 800 lumen light, it boasts powerful strobe light modes for self-defense, glass-breaking hammer, a built-in power bank, solar-powered recharging, rope and wire cutter, siren high and low, LED light modes, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that the flashlight is the latest and greatest in the EDC market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection for your loved ones. Simply place your order now to get 25% off, along with access to Prepper's Peak exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement before they sell out by going to fighterflare.com and using promo code HOLIDAY. That's fighterflare.com and use promo code HOLIDAY. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. Well, it looks like they are becoming desperate. They're panicking and Biden is in trouble. As every day that passes, more and more evidence comes out to show that he is treasonous. And this does not look good for the Biden administration and the deep state players. They are now making moves, which I do believe, to get rid of Biden, because there's no way they're going to be able to keep him in there. Because think about the whole thing logically. The evidence is pouring out. The White House press secretary can't even take questions about it. She has to walk out of the press conference because how do you answer these questions? The economy's falling apart. The people don't believe him. We're heading towards war. Now, with all of this happening around Biden, with his poll numbers dropping, do you really think that the deep state players, the D's, are going to say, you know something? Let's stick with him. Let him stick it out. Let's see if he makes it to the end. Because what do you think is going to happen throughout 2024? The economy's going to continually fall apart. We're going to end up going to war. That's what people are going to believe, because it's going to build and build and build. We'll probably have events in this country because of the open borders. And there's going to be more and more evidence pouring out against Biden. Yes, I know the FBI, the DOJ, they're never, ever going to do anything. But forget about them for a second, because they're unimportant right now, because it's the people that actually are watching this. It's the court of public opinion. The people are watching all this play out. And as this continually happens, even those people that didn't want to believe, even the D's that say, no, it can't be. When you see the records and you see the bank statements and you see the money entering his account, why does he have these 20 shell companies? What does he produce? He produces nothing. So why in the world would a politician who's been a politician his entire life, why would he need corporations? He wouldn't. The only reason he would have them, and we see all of this, is because he's selling secrets. He's treasonous to this country. And even the D's are starting to pick up on this. Even those people that voted for him, they're now turning on him because they realize, holy crap, this is not good. And those people that still believe, as we go through 2024, and it's not going to take that much longer, when the economy breaks apart, and people can't make ends meet and they don't have income coming in, the people, they understand what's really going on, especially when war comes. When war comes and there's events in this country, Biden is done. So if you think about this logically, yes, they can keep him in there, but this would be a complete and utter disaster for him. It would be a disaster for the deep state. It would be a disaster for the D's. And this is why I do believe eventually what they're going to do is they're going to make the swap, and they're going to have to make the swap. And it looks like they're already planning for this, because remember, Trump is trying to force the main person into the spotlight because he wants so much pressure, so much of this evidence coming out that that person who's in the basement talking to Biden, that person will have no other choice but to say, holy crap, this is really bad. He's now front and center. They're starting to discover where all this money is going. If they make the connection to me, and I'm talking about Barack Obama, we are screwed. I need to stop this. We need to get rid of him one way or another. Now, we could either let the Republicans impeach him, but that would look pretty darn bad for the party, or we need to take him out way before this goes any further. And I do believe that's exactly what they're going to try to do. And I do believe this is why we're seeing all this happen, because I believe Trump is putting a lot of pressure on Obama to actually bring his wife into the picture. Now, we know Michelle doesn't want to do it. We know Barack likes to stay in the basement. He likes to be behind the scenes. But I think they're going to be pushed out into the open and they're going to have no choice. They would rather hide. They would rather not be in the spotlight. But I think they realize if they don't do something, Biden can't win. Even if they try to, you know, push his numbers and try to cheat, he still won't be able to do it because it's just going to get worse and worse and worse as we go through 2024. So if that happens, Obama already knows it's game over. So he's going to have to make a move eventually. And we know once they make this move, yes, they're going to try to cheat. Yes, they're going to try to game the system. But I do believe they're going to realize that it's not going to happen. And it looks like the cyber attack narrative is now being built. And there are warnings now. And we can see that they are prepping for this. Remember, the World Economic Forum said, in the next 2 years, we're going to have some type of worldwide cyber attack. And remember, they're not just going to have a cyber attack on the United States. Because why? That would look very, very suspicious. Wait a minute, there's an election going on and there's a cyber attack only on the United States? Gee, is that because there's an election? See, that would look very, very obvious. Just like with COVID. Oh, let's bring in a virus and only infect the United States during the election. Would that look suspicious? Of course it would. So we need to do it worldwide. And actually, since we're going to do it worldwide, we can actually push our agenda. We can push the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. We can have depopulation. And it's going to be fantastic. No one will be the wiser. This is all going to work out perfectly. But again, it was countered because moves and counter moves. They never expected the country to be open up again, people to go back to work. They never expected this. Remember, they were expecting everyone to stay in their house, be afraid, commit suicide. The supply chains would freeze up. People wouldn't be getting food. They thought this was the perfect opportunity. And that's why they did it worldwide. Yes, the main reason was to get Trump out of office. Now, when they push the cyber attack, they're not just going to do it here in the United States because that would be absolutely ridiculous. It would look very, very obvious. So they're going to have to do this worldwide. And since they're doing it worldwide, what can they use this for? Oh, that's right. To bring us into the Great Reset, to bring us into the Green New Deal, to force everyone to use the central bank digital currency, and to make sure that Trump doesn't win. And I think they're going to wait for the last moment to actually have the cyber attack. What do I mean by that? I think they're going to wait for a day or two before the election. And the reason for this, if they do it way too in advance, let's say they do it a month out, you would have time to prep and use paper or something else. You would have time to prep to maybe fix the machines. You would have time to prep for a different way of doing the election. If you do it very, very close to the election, you don't have time to prep. So everyone will be scrambling. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have this already planned out. If there is something like this that's approaching, which I do believe it is, they already have the paper ballots, the backup poll books, and everything ready to go. And there's no prepping needed. But I do believe this is why they're going to wait for the last moment to hopefully delay it for a long period of time, because they're going to say, listen, our systems that we use, there's a problem with them. There's malware. We don't know if we can trust them. And we just don't have a system to use. And we're going to have to postpone these elections. Now, once again, this isn't going to work, but they're going to try. And I do believe they're going to wait till the last minute. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this because it looks like they're starting to prepare for all of this because they're realizing the person that's in the White House right now, who's the resident, well, this person's going to fail. And if the other person they bring in fails, this is the only response they have to all of this. And I do believe that this malware is not going to be introduced. I have a very funny feeling that this malware is already embedded in their systems. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the young Chief fan who painted his face. And we had the Deadspin reporter go after him and say, oh, look, he's racist. Well, we have to remember that this little child, he is a Native American Indian. And it looks like his family is getting prepared and ready to sue Deadspin, which they most likely should. But you could see the deep state players, they are panicking. Remember, there are people in Hollywood, a lot of politicians, a lot of people in sports, and people around the world, kings, queens, and so on and so forth, they've been hiding their dirty laundry for a very, very long time. And they don't want this getting out to the public because this will absolutely and utterly destroy them. And you could see those people that scream the loudest, well, they have a lot to lose. And we see Robert De Niro, he is continually screaming and yelling at Trump. He's trash-talking Trump. Now, why would he do this? Why would he continually go after Trump? Because he's nervous and afraid that when Trump wins, everything that he's done is going to come out into the open. And people are going to start to realize, holy crap, this guy's a bad dude. So last week, De Niro trashed Trump while speaking at the Gotham Awards in New York City, where he said that Trump lied to us more than 30,000 times during his 4 years in office. And he also said that Trump attacks the weak, destroys the gifts of nature, and shows disrespect. So since De Niro put that out there, Trump decided to respond to him and said the following: Robert De Niro, whose acting talents have greatly diminished, with his reputation now shot, must even use a teleprompter for his foul and disgusting language, so disrespectful to our country. He has become unwatchable both in movies and with the fools that destroy the Academy Awards, bringing them from one of the top of the shows in the country to a low-rated afterthought. De Niro should focus on his life, which is a mess, rather than the lives of others. He has become a total loser as the world watches, waits, and laughs. Then he said Robert De Niro is a mental midget whose mind is shot and whose life is a total train wreck. Very much like Crooked Joe Biden, he can't put two sentences together. The good news is that this crude and very stupid animal has lost all credibility. And he's absolutely right. And you can see that De Niro is panicking like we've never seen before. And as we get closer and closer to the election, wait until you see how many people start to scream and yell. How many people say, I'm going to leave the country? How many people say a lot of bad things about Trump? Because these are the people that have the most to lose. And when Trump wins, these people are going to be panicking like we've never, ever seen before, because they know this time around, they are not safe. A lot of information is going to be coming out about them. And I think this is going to happen most likely before the elections. Why release that information now? Wouldn't you wait to release it like right before the elections in August, September, October? Because think about it, if you release the black book during this period of time and it has multiple politicians in there, doesn't that just destroy them right off the bat as we move towards the elections? It does. Now, we could see that Joe Biden, he's having a very difficult time. He's in trouble right now, and it's going to get a lot worse for him. And we could see it is getting a lot worse for him. And every day that passes, you're going to see more and more evidence come out, and it's going to build upon each other. And people are going to start to realize, yeah, this guy is really treasonous. Holy crap. He lied to America, not just once, 30,000 times, like De Niro said about Trump. But actually, he's actually talking about Biden because he's the liar. Representative James Comer put this out on X and said, Joe Biden lied about not talking to his son about his business dealings. Joe Biden lied when he claimed his family never received money from China. Joe Biden continues to lie about his central role in the influence peddling schemes. But bank records don't lie. Then we have Greg Price. He put this out and said, Joe Biden received direct monthly payments beginning in 2018 from Hunter Biden's LLC, Awaysco PC, which received millions of dollars of CCP-linked payments, according to redacted bank records released today by GOP oversight. Guy Benson responded and said, seemingly a far cry from no knowledge, no discussions, not in business, whatever the latest White House spin is. And that's absolutely true. And what are we seeing? Well, we're seeing that Biden has been receiving money. The House Oversight Committee, they uncovered evidence that Biden received a recurring payment of $1,380 from his son's Hunter law firm beginning in 2018, shortly after a bank money laundering officer warned that the same account was received millions of dollars in Chinese government-linked funds without any services rendered. Well, of course there's no services, because what do these companies produce? Nothing. Actually, there were services. It's called selling secrets. That's why you really don't see anything. You just see the money deposited, because it's not going to show, hey, here's my receipt for all the secrets of the United States. Thank you very much. All you see is the money deposited. They already received the secrets. So the people are starting to realize, and they're starting to understand, that Biden's, they ran a criminal enterprise. Ooh, they're part of the criminal syndicate. And the DOJ is part of the criminal syndicate. The FBI is part of the criminal syndicate. They knew all of this was going on this entire time. They knew exactly what they were doing. Obama knew what Biden was doing, because Obama was included in it. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Why do you think she deleted all her email? They're all part of the criminal syndicate. And this is why I do believe in the end, they're going to have to remove him one way or another. He might be stubborn. He might want to stay. He might say, absolutely not. I'm not leaving. I can win this. But I think they're going to become afraid. I think fear is going to set in, and they're going to say, listen, dude, if any more of this evidence gets out, we're all going down. We need to get rid of you now, because if we don't, we're all screwed. And if you don't want to go, we're going to force you out one way or another. And what are you going to do? You're going to turn on us and implicate yourself in all these crimes? No, it's not going to happen, because you know what happens when you turn on the criminal syndicate. They take you out. And we could see that they're going to be getting very, very desperate in all of this. And you have to remember, this is all part of the 16-year plan. I do believe Trump, he's been building up to this for a very long time to bring Obama into the spotlight. And I do believe this started way, way back when Obama came into office, and Trump continually told everyone that, listen, he's part of the Muslim Brotherhood. He's a problem here. And remember, he brought up the birth certificate. I think he had some insider information, and he knew that Obama was not born in this country. And I do believe that information will most likely come out in the end. But just think about what happened just the other day when we played that video from Trump saying, look at all the young Chinese men coming into this country. It's like they're building a little army. Well, when you look down at the border, you can see there's a lot of Chinese coming in, young military-aged men. Jorge Ventura Media put this out on X and said, happening now, large groups of migrants, mostly Chinese national men, crossing illegally through open gaps on the border wall in Jacumba, Hot Springs, California. So this tells you everything you need to know right there. Yes, to have this 16-year plan, you needed people to be brought into the country, to infiltrate the country from within. You needed to brainwash the children from an early age to convince them that America is bad. America is not a nice place to live, that it's racist. And those people, you can then turn them on the entire country. So if you have Muslims coming in, part of the Muslim Brotherhood, if you have Chinese coming in and you brainwash the children, you have created an army inside the country. And if you release criminals to join in with all of this, and you have Antifa, you have created an army inside this country. Now, all you need is the army on the outside to attack. And what's waiting inside this country is the army that you set up. Actually, you could see this playing out across the globe right now, because you can see all the protests and everything like that. And you can see how many people they have brought into every single one of these countries, because it's not just the United States that they were going to do this with. It's every single country. They wanted every single country to be destroyed from within, make it easier for the outside forces to come in and take over. And once the outside forces come in and take over, that's the end of the Constitution. That's the end of the country. Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. They knew exactly what they were planning. And that's why they countered everything that they are doing, and they need to show the American people who's responsible for all of this. And I do believe that's exactly what's on deck right now. Everything now is shifting, and the main players are going to be brought into the spotlight. And you can see the deep state players, they are having a problem right now. Remember, they want war. They want a war any way they can get one. And now Zelensky, he's not getting the funds that he wants. And the funds, they have dried up. The White House right now is warned that U.S. funds for Ukraine will dry up by the end of the year, bluntly declaring a failure by Congress to approve new support would kneecap Kiev and hinder efforts to deliver more lethal aid from U.S. reserves. So right now, Ukraine is getting absolutely nothing. And they want to give Ukraine something, and this is why they're trying to package everything with Israel, with the border. They're trying to convince Congress of all this. But what's going to happen when no aid comes into Ukraine? Is Zelensky going to start deterred on Biden? Are they going to have some type of an event to make sure that nobody ever knows about this? It's starting to seem that way. So I do believe with this war that is coming, it's not just going to be one area. It's going to be multiple areas because that's World War III. I do believe we're going to see something happen out in Ukraine. We're going to see something happen out in the Middle East. And we're going to see events occur in each and every country because this will then create the narrative of war. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, I do believe we'll have a defining moment to convince the people that we're heading towards war. I wouldn't be surprised if we see small attacks on the U.S. and then a major attack during the presidential election to convince everyone that war is actually here. And yes, during the course of 2024 and as we go through 2024, people are going to get more and more worried because they're going to see war on the horizon. And it's going to get closer and closer as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. But you could see how they have planned all of this. You could see how they set everything up. And if you look out in the Middle East, you can see what they've been doing. And the Houthi rebels in Yemen, they fired rockets and drones against the USS Kearney. The U.S. Navy's vessel is trying to aid British-owned vessel that was struck by a Houthi suicide drone. And they're continually attacking these ships. Now, what's very interesting about all of this is that Abe Hamadeh responded to what has been happening. He says, 1 month after taking office in 2021, Biden removed the Iranian-backed Houthis as a terrorist organization. Why is this important? Because I was serving in the U.S. Army overseas in Saudi Arabia while we were still getting incoming missiles from them from Yemen. Removing them as a terrorist organization made zero sense. Now, ever since October 7th, they've been firing missiles at us for weeks, and the Biden administration still has not redesignated the Houthis as a foreign terrorist organization. The world senses our weakness and are taking advantage. Bring back an American-first foreign policy. Bring back Trump. Well, did he do this on purpose? Absolutely. Why would they want to do this? Because this way they can get arms. This way they can get money. This way they can start a war. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And I do believe this is all being driven by Soros, Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood, and everything's going to point back to Obama. And when you start to look at George Soros and the Open Society Foundation, they have been funding NGOs with ties to the radical terrorist Muslim Brotherhood, of which Hamas is the Palestinian offshoot. So if you start to put all this together, you can see how this is all completely and utterly connected. And when you look at the countries like the UK, when you look at France, when you look at Germany, you can see that from 2014 moving forward, we had Soros and many others and Obama and the rest. They've been moving these refugees, moving these Muslim Brotherhood individuals into all these countries. They've been flooding these countries on purpose. And when Trump was in office, well, they didn't have the ability to do that here in the United States. But when Biden came in, it was open season and they were able to flood the country very, very quickly. Why? Because they had to get back on track for the 16-year plan. And the 16-year plan was to bring us to World War III. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew exactly what they were going to do. They know the playbook and they know that they're going to try to bring us to war. But you can see in other countries how powerful the Muslim Brotherhood and all these people are because they basically forced the police in the UK to release someone that they just arrested. So the British police arrested an anti-Israel protester. The mob surrounded the police van and forced the police officers to release him, which they quickly do, which means the police no longer have power. The mobs have the power. And what's very interesting is that the top Hamas official has warned that war of liberation surpassing October 7th massacre is imminent. So it looks like they're planning something soon, and I do believe it's coming here to the United States. Remember, they tried multiple times out in Europe, and it doesn't mean they're going to stop. It means they're going to continue on, and I do believe we're going to see an event here in this country. But I want to go back a little bit in time right now, because Trump, he's been warning about this for quite a while, ever since Obama was installed in the White House. So let me go back to a couple of posts that Trump put out. And this is actually tweets back in the day. This is December 10th, 2015. The United Kingdom is trying hard to disguise their massive Muslim problem. Everybody is wise to what is happening. Very sad. Be honest. That's interesting. Then we have August 6th, 2012. The White House should not have hosted the Muslim Brotherhood. Barack Obama's friends are enemies of the U.S. and Israel. The Islamist winter is here. Then we have another tweet on December 10th, 2015. It says, why Franklin Graham says Trump is right about stopping Muslim immigration. So let's just read what this article says. This is coming out of the Washington Post, by the way. For some time, I've been saying that Muslim immigration into the United States should be stopped until we can properly vet them or until the war with Islam is over. Every Muslim that comes into the country has the potential to be radicalized, and they do their killing to honor their religion and Muhammad, is what Graham said. During World War II, we didn't allow Japanese to immigrate to America, nor did we allow Germans. Why are we allowing Muslims now? So Muslims were being brought into this country during Obama's reign. Trump knew this. He knew exactly what they were planning, and I do believe that he is now going to use this all against them, which you could tell that Trump says, look, listen, all the illegals that are coming to this country, as soon as I win the elections, as soon as you decide, I'm just talking to the people, as soon as you decide to vote me back in and you vote for me to take back this country because you want the country back, we can then start deporting every single person. But until that time, you're going to see this all play out because we need the people of this country to wake up and we need the people to see what their plans are. You need to see the infiltration. You need to see who's behind all of this. And I do believe that's what people now are seeing. And the people are starting to wake up. And it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So 2024, as we go throughout this year, I do believe we're going to see massive number events. I think we're going to see the economy start to really break apart. And we're going to see the entire world approach World War III. And I do believe in the end, the Obamas are going to be in the spotlight. And everyone's going to be watching them as all of this starts to play out, because I do believe they're going to be taking Biden out of the picture. Now, if they keep Biden in the picture, he's screwed no matter what. There's no way that he can come back from any of this. It's completely and utterly impossible. Just go back to 2008, 2009. Remember when Obama was running against McCain? And during this year, the Fed said, hey, listen, we're not predicting any type of recession this year at all. And Obama was out there saying that the economy is going to implode. It's terrible. McCain was going along with the Republican narrative that everything is great. Well, what happened in October? The entire economic system completely and utterly imploded. The market came down. See, but the entire economy was falling apart way before this. We're seeing the parallels right now. And I do believe Trump might be using this against Obama, the same strategy that Obama used against McCain. Think about that for a second. Now, once again, we know the deep state players, they have to cheat in this election. There's too many people behind Trump, and they're going to try to use every plandemic they possibly can. You can see they're already trying to do it. I don't believe it's going to get off the ground here, but they will try and try very, very hard. And I do believe that they're going to have to resort to some type of an attack on the country to postpone the election, because they're going to realize they just don't have the people behind them this time around. Now, what's very interesting, since we're talking about the pandemics, a health worker who turned whistleblower out in New Zealand, well, this individual who's 56 years old, and his name is Barry Young. Well, Barry Young, he was responsible for managing New Zealand's COVID-19 vaccination database, and he's come forward with alarming data regarding excess deaths that he claims are connected to specific batches of Pfizer vaccines. So when you start to look at this, you can see what he has uncovered here. The Vigilant Fox put this out, and it says, the statistician and whistleblower, Barry Young, 56, has been arrested by New Zealand authorities for exposing this data. Mr. Young examined connections between specific COVID-19 vaccine batches and mortality rates. What he found was alarming. So batch ID number one, total vaccinated 711, death count 152, 21.38% dead. Batch ID number eight, total vaccinated 221, death count 38, 17.19% dead. Batch ID number three, total vaccinated 310, death count 48, 15.48% dead. And it goes on and on and on. The underlying mortality rate in New Zealand should be only 0.75%, said Young. So the odds of these deaths happening by chance is approximately 1 billion to 1. So statistically, what we're saying is that there is no chance that this vaccine is not a killer. Think about that for a second. Think about what he's uncovered and think about why they arrested him. Because he just uncovered the truth. It wasn't COVID that killed the people. It was their vaccine, their bioweapon. That was the real pandemic. And think about what they wanted. They wanted the people of this country and the people of the world to continually take the boosters. And when people continually take the boosters, you know what they're going to see? They're going to see people get sicker and sicker and sicker. Think about the people that you know. Have they taken the vaccine? Have they taken a booster? Have all of a sudden these same people, have they come up with ailments or did they have a heart attack? Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper Speak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply click the link in the description below to go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code HOLIDAY for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. Think about it for a second. Because, or did you know someone that died in their sleep or died of a heart attack? More people are noticing this than anything else. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, November 2023, killer jab. 24% of American adults say someone they know died from COVID-19 vaccine. Nearly a quarter of Americans believe someone they know died from COVID-19 vaccine side effects. More and more people are starting to realize this. And as time goes on, you're going to see those people that are continually taking the boosters, they're going to get sicker and sicker. They're going to come up with these strange ailments that they never had before, or they're going to have heart problems or other types of problems. And the young generation, they're going to have infertility problems. You're probably going to see infertility rate skyrocket like we've never seen before. I think it's already started. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, we can see that the deep state players, they're trying to normalize pedophilia. They're trying to get rid of women. And you can see the trans community and all these people that dress up as women, they really do hate women. It's something about it. They just hate women. And this is their way of attacking women. And this is why these men who dress up as women want to go on women's sports because they couldn't make it in their real lives. And this is the only way they can make it. So they have to go into a place where they're superior and they destroy the women. And in the end, what's going to happen is there will be no women's sports. And women and men, women are at a disadvantage when they play men in sports. And here's a perfect example. Libby Emmons put this out, and it says U.S. women's soccer players versus retired men. So they decided to play each other, and guess what happened? The women didn't score a single goal. The men, they won. They scored every single time. That should tell you everything you need to know. But of course, the fake news and everyone else, they're trying to convince you otherwise. They're trying to say, oh, no. Women, men, it doesn't make a difference. Of course it does. Look at the bone structure. Look at the muscle structure. I mean, it's not that difficult. No matter how much a woman trains, she will never, ever be able to reach a man and what they can do physically. It's not going to happen. So, and I'm not talking about taking a woman who trains and a man that dresses up as a woman. If you have a man training at the same pace as a woman that is training, there's no way, because all you got to do is look at their physical structure and it tells you everything you need to know. And also this game tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that we're seeing right now is that the entire January 6th fake insurrection that the deep state created, it's actually their insurrection. They're the ones who created all this. Well, every day that passes within the new video that's coming out, it is completely and utterly falling apart. Nova Campaigns put this out and said, at 13:59:19 of Officer Mastoni's body cam, see three times undercover DC Police Department cops, Detective Leva, Officer Tomasula, Detective Callahan. They're in the crowd, having crossed restricted area, and are about to encourage protesters to climb the Capitol stairs. And yes, you can see that they're the ones who created these problems. They're the ones who fired on the crowd. They're the ones who took down the barriers. Yes, there were a lot of other confidential human sources. They were all working together. Remember, to plan something like this, you don't do it in a day. It takes a year to plan. And people just didn't enter the Capitol because they stormed the doors. They were open for them. And now you can see that it's all falling apart. And when you start to see all the people that have been arrested, all the people that are in jail, you're starting to see the two-tier justice system. You see it with Trump, and you're seeing it with this. Bernie Moreno put this out, and he's pointing to two individuals. A BLM individual who burned down Wendy's, burned it down to the ground, and someone who knocked over a fence on January 6th. So the person that burned down Wendy's from BLM got $500 fine for burning it down. And the person that knocked over a fence on January 6th got 17 years in prison. Two-tier justice system. It tells you everything you need to know, especially with all the videos coming out and everyone starting to realize that it wasn't the MAGA people, it wasn't the Trump supporters, it was the confidential human sources, it was Antifa, it was the Capitol Police, it was the FBI. They're the ones who did all these things. They're the ones who should be thrown into prison. I mean, they were beating on people for absolutely no reason. They were firing grenades into a crowd where the crowd was just standing there waving their flags. There was no reason to do any of this. And people now could see the truth. And people understand now why the January 6th Unselect Committee deleted everything they had, because they didn't want people seeing any of it. Because they would say, hey, wait a minute, you just showed a clip here. This is out of context. If we actually show the full clip, everything that you did was completely and utterly made up. But Trump, he responded to all of this and he said, crazy Liz Cheney, who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome at a level rarely seen before, writes in her boring new book that Kevin McCarthy said he came to Mar-a-Lago after the rigged election because the former president was depressed and not eating. That statement is not true. I was not depressed. I was angry. And it was not that I was not eating. It was that I was eating too much. But that's not why Kevin McCarthy was there. He was at Mar-a-Lago to get my support and to bring the Republican Party together. Only good intentions. Liz Cheney, on the other hand, went on to lose her seat in Congress by the largest margin for a sitting congresswoman in the history of the U.S. She then worked with the others on the January 6th committee to delete and destroy the evidence and findings of the committee. And that's exactly what she did, because they didn't want people to see the truth. If they had all the evidence against Trump and it was a slam dunk, why would they delete it? Why would they get rid of it? They wouldn't. Because if it was an airshut tight case, they would produce it and say, look what we got. We gotcha. Now we can produce it and we can show everyone. Go ahead, go take a look at it. But they knew it was BS. They knew it was fake. That's why they have to get rid of it. Because once the country learned that, hey, everything that they did was BS, well, what does that tell you? It tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's very interesting as we approach the elections, we're starting to see the deep state players. They're going to be making certain moves. And we'll be talking about the cyber attack and everything a little bit later. But what's very interesting is that the Philippines Commission on Elections, they moved to ban the Smartmatic PH, a voting technology company, after the U.S. Justice Department filed criminal charges against a former COMELEC official alleging that he was bribed by Smartmatic in exchange for winning contracts in the Philippines. Smartmatic is suing numerous media outlets and individuals for defamation related to the 2020 United States presidential election, claiming that the media coverage of it harmed its reputation. So right now, they have dumped this. I wonder if they're going to paper ballots or what they're going to do. But this should be very, very interesting. I do believe every state should most likely dump their computer systems that they use. And I do believe we should go back to paper ballots. But what we're seeing right now is as Jack Smith tries to interfere in the election, and what's very interesting is that Jack Smith, the worst of the worst, where his cases get overturned, he's going after Trump, which I find very, very interesting. But everything that he's trying to do right now is actually being exposed. And Julie Kelly, she put this out on X and said, in the tale of two judges, Aileen Cannon, his classified docs case, continues to deny Jack Smith's attempts to conceal court proceedings from the public. Cannon just ordered a batch of motion unsealed, which indicate how Smith wants to keep evidence from defense. This is one motion Cannon unsealed, noting it does not contain classified information. It does, however, show how Jack Smith wants to keep all classified materials from Trump's two co-defendants and another batch from all defendants and their attorneys. Another unsealed motion, CIPA, strictly manages how defendants accused of taking classified docs can view discovery. CIPA was intended to prevent spies and other legit criminals from reaccessing classified materials, not protect a corrupt special counsel who wants to prevent a former president from viewing files created during his own presidency. So you can see how dirty this guy is. And I wonder if they chose him because they knew in the end, everything that he was going to do, it'd be easily to reverse, just like all his other cases. Isn't that interesting? Because remember, who's really on trial here? Do you think it's Trump or do you think it's the deep state players? It's the deep state players. Trump, he has all the classified information, which he declassified, and he's going to present this to the court, and the people around this country are going to see the true evidence. It can be documented evidence, and this is the court of public opinion. Trump, remember, his plan is not to put these people away at this moment. The plan is to wake the people up. The plan is to show who the treasonous criminals are. The plan is to get the people to his side and have them vote for him in the 2024 election. And the only way to do this is to show the people the truth. And I don't think he just wants Republicans and independents. I think he wants the entire D party because he wants to give the deep state the finger in the end going, look, I got it all. The people are with me. They know the truth. They know that you're treasonous. They know that you're criminals. They know that you've taken over this country and they want it back. And I do believe this is why he set this all up. And it looks like we're heading in that direction. You can see the deep state players, they're getting a little panicky right now because they realize that Biden is screwed. He's in big trouble. This is not going to help them. And I do believe they're starting to make moves. Plus, they know from their internal polls, Trump is leading by a lot. And they know everything they tried to do to stop him from being the nominee completely and utterly backfired. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, as my poll numbers go higher and higher, in some places setting records, crooked Joe Biden's weaponization strategy against his political opponent grows more and more radical and unhinged. The whole world is watching as the U.S. turns into a banana republic. Biden should repudiate and stop this plan before it's too late. Election interference. Now, is he going to stop this plan? Most likely not. He's going to continue on. Why? Because they can't allow Trump to win. Now, once they realize that Biden can't go up against him, they're going to make some changes. And we can see they're already prepared and ready to make some changes. This is coming out of The Hill. It says, Miss Americana, how Taylor Swift could save Joe Biden. And let me just read a portion of this. Now, if they're mentioning this right now, this means this is already planned. It's already done. They're just ready. They're just waiting to release it. Taylor Swift epitomizes contemporary superstardom with unparalleled popularity and an immense following. As 2024 approaches, the singer could play a pivotal role for democracy for securing the re-election of Biden and ending the political career and former President Donald Trump. Fueled by her extensive collection and infectious songs and a dedicated fan base, her Eras Tour, recent album releases, and blossoming romance with NFL superstar Travis Kelce, which I do believe is going to end right after the football season, because I do believe this was just a bit bring the young people to NFL because they were losing people a lot. And I do believe probably 2-4 months after the season ends, they'll probably break up. We'll have to see how that plays out. But it looks like they're trying to use Taylor Swift to bring Joe Biden back. Now, let's really think about this logically. As we go through 2024, the economy will continue to fail. People will understand that Joe Biden's a liar, because when inflation picks up, when fuel prices move up, when people don't have jobs, people are getting laid off. Doesn't matter what you say to a young person and you tell them to go vote for Biden and Biden tells you the economy's doing fine. When you don't have a job and you don't bring in money, does it matter what Taylor Swift says? No, it doesn't. They might like her music, but when they're experiencing the economy and they can't buy food, they can't pay their rent, they can't pay gas for their car, I'm going to tell you right now, Taylor Swift, who has billions of dollars, are you really going to listen to her? No, people aren't. You know why? People are going to be pissed off. And let's add on top of this. As we go through 2024, more and more evidence comes out about Biden. Shows that he's treasonous to the country. Bank records show that he's accepting money, that he's involved in Hunter Biden. Doesn't matter what Taylor Swift says. The evidence is out there. Add on top of that, if there's war, and war is approaching, and Biden's telling the young generation, the middle generation and the older generation that we have to go to war. Do you think Taylor Swift is going to convince everyone that, hey, you know what? Vote for Biden. You know what you're going to get? A failed economy, open borders, and let's say there's an event here in this country, and war. Doesn't matter what she says, no one's going to go with it. Even now, when Biden says the economy's fine, the younger generation, the older generation who's feeling the pinch, they realize that he's lying. So the question is, if we think about this logically, is this really for Biden, or is this really getting prepared and ready for someone else? Because think about it. If they bring in Michelle and then Taylor Swift says, hey, Michelle is the candidate, is that something different? Remember, Michelle will try to give everyone hope. Taylor will say, hey, vote for Michelle. She has hope. We can change this. We can make it better. Will this distract everyone from what Biden has done? I do believe so. I do believe this might be a move that they're going to take. I mean, we're going to have to wait to see how this plays out. But again, I'm not an expert strategist like they are. But this is something that if I was in their position, this is what I would do. Now, on the other side, Trump and the Patriots, they want them to do this. Trump wants Obama's front and center, because do you know how much evidence they have against them? Do you know what Trump wants to show the country? Just like they're showing how treasonous Biden is, Obama's 10 times worse. And he wants to show the people what he has done to this country. And I do believe that's why he's been putting so much pressure on Biden, why the evidence is continually pouring up, because they want Obama to finally cave and say, okay, we have to do this or Trump's going to win, because everything that they tried to do has completely and utterly failed. Now, what's very interesting is that the Washington Post, they put out an opinion piece that says a Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable. We should stop pretending. Now, they put that out. And what's very interesting is that Don Jr. responded to The Atlantic and The Washington Post and said the following. The left-wing fascists at The Atlantic and The Washington Post have spent all morning ridiculously calling my father a dictator and authoritarian. So I figured I'd remind them what a real authoritarian dictator actually looks like. Shows a picture of Biden when he made his red speech with his hands in the air. And he's absolutely right. But why would they put something out like this? Well, first of all, Trump retruthed Corey Mills, and this is what Corey Mills said about this article. For months, the radical left and never-Trumpers tried to claim President Trump could not win a general election. They tried to launch countless indictments, a false allegation to get him off the ballot. Now it's obvious the Americans from all walks of life, not from any socioeconomic background, are in staunch support of Trump. The American people want the economy Trump created, affordable living conditions, safety back in our communities, peace through strength, foreign policies that prevented all-out wars, and an American first-driven agenda. All that is opposite of what we gotten under the failed Biden admin. Now, Matt Gaetz, he responded to this article, and he said, they're obviously greenlighting assassination. Everything that they have tried at this point, they've indicted him. They've taken his mugshot. I do believe they might try to throw him in jail by him violating his gag order. Is that going to work? No. So what do they have after all of this? An assassination. If you add all of these things up, is this going to hurt Trump or help him? Because think about it. They indicted him. He has a mugshot. If they do throw him in jail, well, people say, wow, look at this guy. He's taking all this. He's the victim. They have no case. And if they try to kill him, I mean, really think about this. Are the people going to come to his side? Absolutely. That reminds me of a couple of posts here. This is post 586, January 22nd, 2018. What would happen if texts originating from an FBI agent to several internals discuss the assassination possibility of the POTUS or member of his family? What if the text suggests foreign allies were involved? Forget the Russian setup. This is only the beginning. Be careful what you wish for as the world turns. Could messages such as those be publicly disclosed? What happens to the FBI? What happens to the DOJ? What happens to the special counsel? What happens in general? Every FBI DOJ previous case could be challenged. Then we have post 2807 is February 19, 2019. It says the following, insider versus outsider. Retain control versus lose control. Kennedy was an outsider, assassinated. Reagan was an outsider, assassination attempt. POTUS is an outsider, class high. Now that's interesting. So they assassinated one, attempted to assassinate another, and here we have this article out there, and we had others saying that he needs to be eliminated. Are they going to try something on Trump? And if they do, this is going to be game over for the deep state, because when the evidence comes out that they were behind it, just like all the election interference, what do you think the people are going to see? They're going to see a person who's running for office. They're being indicted. They might be thrown in jail. They took a mugshot and then they tried to kill him because everything else didn't work. The people are going to see Trump as a victim and they're going to see the deep state players as a bully, and they actually tried to eliminate him. This is not going to work out well for any of these individuals. Now, as they realize that Biden is not going to be able to pull this off, they are going to try to cheat and they're going to need someone who's halfway popular to try to push their cheating. And I don't think they're going to be able to pull this off. I don't think with all the evidence coming out, everything coming out against Biden, and when they bring someone else in and everything coming out against them, I don't think they're going to be able to create the same atmosphere that they did during 2020. And I do believe Trump allowed this to happen. This time around, he's already said that these elections are protected. And I don't think they're going to have the ability to cheat on the scale that they're going to need. So I do believe they're going to try to postpone this election. I know the World Economic Forum said we're going to have a cyber attack in the next 2 years, and we're coming up on that 2-year mark. And what's very interesting is that AP News, they put out this article saying breaches by Iran-affiliated hackers spanned multiple U.S. states, federal agencies are saying. So a small Western Pennsylvania water authority was just one of multiple organizations breached in the United States by Iran-affiliated hackers who targeted a specific industrial control device because it is Israeli-made. So they're not mentioning who they are and or what, you know, agencies or states they are, but they're saying that, yes, this is much, much bigger than you can imagine. And then out of the Telegraph, we have the deputy prime minister that says the UK should prepare for a digital attack and keep resilient products like battery-powered radio and a torch to hand. So it looks like they're telling their people to get ready for something. Now, they like to project out there before it happens because then it removes all responsibility. Because if the deep state tells you what's going to happen and you do nothing about it, That's not their problem. So it looks like they're already building the narrative for what is coming. And I do believe that's going to be a cyber attack. So I want to go back to a couple of posts here. This is post 4960, November 7th, 2022. Why do some elections take more than a day to count? Can cheating be done after the polls are closed? Who controls the poll books? Who controls the databases? Who controls the elections? Why are extra ballots printed? So who controls all this? The deep state players. So it's their system. If someone doesn't vote, can bad actors hijack their vote? Of course. Why did the National Guard activate cybersecurity teams? Who gave the order to activate the cybersecurity teams? I do believe that was POTUS. Why? To protect the elections. To claim the midterms are safe. Safe from what? Setting the stage, watch carefully. White hats have secured many systems, but problems still remain. You'll have all the tools you'll need. Vote. So that's going to be very interesting. So this post is letting us know that the deep state, they control the systems. They have people on the ground. They control the paper. They control everything. So that means we need to take the control away from these individuals, the deep state players. We can't allow them to hold the elections. We need another body to hold the elections, a body that we would trust. And I do believe that is the military. Because if the country is attacked, well, the military must guard the election. And I do believe they have things already prepared. They have backup poll books. They have paper ballots ready to go. And they can handle the elections throughout the country. And let me just go back to post 4587, July 17, 2020. It says, prepare for 0 day massive cyber power attacks attempts on 11.4. Now, this year, coming up, I mean, in 2024, the elections are on 11.5. This is saying 11.4. So does that mean they're going to wait for the last moment to actually use the cyber attack? So this way they could say, listen, our systems are damaged. There's no way out of this. We have to postpone. Well, I think Trump prepared for this. And what's very interesting, and I want to go back a little bit in time here to a CNN article. It says federal cybersecurity officials have verified there are software vulnerabilities in certain ballot marking devices made by Dominion Voting Systems discovered during a controversial Georgia case, which could in theory allow a malicious actor to tamper with the devices. So the vulnerabilities have never been exploited in an election, and doing so would require physical access to voting equipment and other extraordinary criteria standard election security practices prevent. So they're saying that none of this has ever happened. Yes, there are vulnerabilities in it. And once again, they're saying that nothing happened. These were not never exploited. So remember, all these different places will be testing their voting systems. Now, they could be hooked up to the internet during this period of time. And what they'll do is they'll disconnect them, even though they're showing that some of these things have been connected during the election. But again, to test it, they tell us that they like to connect it to the internet. And before the elections, they will test these machines and they will connect them to the internet. Now, what happens if all of these systems already have the malware inserted into their entire system? Think about that for a second. I just want to go back to post 724. And Anon on the board was asking about Red October. And the first one says, I would like to inquire of Q whether Red October refers to the fictional submarine whose torpedo homed in on itself and destroyed itself, or the Red October cyber espionage malware discovered in October 2012, January 2013. It operated worldwide for up to 5 years before it was discovered. It sent info ranging from diplomatic secrets to personal information, including from mobile devices. Red October was termed an advanced cyberespionage campaign intended to target diplomatic, governmental, and scientific research organizations worldwide. What happens if there's a version of this or a new malware that has already been living on all these systems? And the systems actually don't have to be attacked. What happens if all they have to do is turn them on once the machines are connected to the internet? Because if you look down at this post, it says, future news will highlight, note the hunt for was dropped. Details matter. So what happens if the systems, they're testing them before the elections, they're all connected to the internet, and we are attacked? Now, remember, just like COVID, it's invisible. The news could tell you whatever you want to hear. Oh my God, we released a virus. Everyone's getting sick. Everyone's dying. Everyone's testing positive. Cyber attack is invisible. Oh my God. All the systems. We saw power outages over here. We see a water treatment system that went down. Oh, look, the election systems, they were hit. There's a malware that was inserted. Now, what happens if the malware was already there? What happens if that's already there, they activated it, and all the systems are malfunctioning? Can they make it seem like the entire world was cyber attacked? Remember, they're not just going to do the United States. They got to do the world. They got to make it look good, because it would look very suspicious if you just the United States right before the elections. That would look obvious. So I do believe that we might see something like this happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if the malware is already embedded in the systems, and all they got to do is activate it. And once they go through their testing cycles and get their machines prepared for the elections, well, we could see this happening a day or 2 days before, or a week before maybe. And they can say that the world was cyber attacked, and now we can't have the elections. It's postponed. I do believe we're going to see something very similar to what happened during COVID. COVID, they used an attack on the country to manipulate the elections. They're going to attack the country again to try to manipulate the elections, which is going to turn out to be a postponement of the elections. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want them to fall into this trap. Why? Because they have everything prepared. They have a backup to allow us to use backup poll books and paper ballots, which will be outside of their system. And I do believe we're going to see the deep state players build this narrative up of a cyber attack throughout 2024. I do believe we're going to see more and more attacks, probably from Iran, maybe Russia, and it's going to hit probably certain areas. Oh, look, a water treatment was just attacked. Oh, look, a power infrastructure was just attacked. Oh, look, something else was attacked, maybe a hospital. So they're going to try to build this up. They're going to create the narrative. And I do believe we're going to see this all play out. And once again, in the end, I do believe they're going to fall right into Trump's trap. And the world is going to see who the people are really with. Actually, people are going to see like the majority are with Trump, and the deep state players, they're the minority. And I think this is going to stun the world. I think it's going to be the shot heard around the world. And I think the world is going to be shocked when they see this. And all of this is going to happen because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.